be to steal a rare coin collection and then say something like,
"Hey, look, at this quarter from 1843, just 50 more of these and I can buy myself some Miller High Life."
That's exactly what a guy named Shane in the great state of Florida did.
Back in December, he broke into his boss's office and stole the guy's rare coin collection. Listen to this. It was worth about $33,000.
So instead of trying to, you know, find like a black market rare coin dealer,
Guy took it to one of those Coinstar things, like a, you know, Kroger.
He cashed them in, the rare coins. He cashed them in for face value. So that was about enough to score 2 12 packs of beer.
$33,000 in rare collectible coins turns into roughly $30. My stomach is upset just thinking about how big of an idiot this guy is.
And this is a thing. When they caught him, he got charged with grand theft. Because even though it was only $30 to him, it was $33,000 to somebody else. And now those coins are back in rotation, circulation out there. They can't find them all. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, it hurts to think about it.
Yeah, if you take a vacation to Florida, you better check your quarters.
No doubt.